It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So this morning, I am giving deeper thought as to why God chooses us. You know, sometimes I can believe that God has put something on my heart or that He has led me down a certain path, but then in the natural world, I'll feel like, well, it's been my own blood, sweat, and tears, and I can just become so invested in something that I begin to lose sight of the fact that it was God who put me on this path in the first place. And then I take a step back and I think about, well, why did He do that? He didn't put me on a path or put something on my heart for me to glorify myself. He actually did that so that I could bring glory to Him. And when I think about Hannah, I think she is a great example of how to act when God chooses us. So Hannah is a barren woman. She's one of two wives. The other wife can have children, so she's constantly teasing Hannah. And in 1 Samuel 1:11, Hannah makes a vow to God. If you will answer my prayer for a son, I will give him back to you. So Hannah relinquishes ownership of her heart's desire. But what I watch is what God does in turn. He not only blesses Hannah with a son, but her son is Samuel, who is the first prophet of Israel. He goes on to bless Hannah with five more children. So the scripture today is John 15:16, which I think is just perfect. It says, "You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce fruit." So today, remember that you are not only called, but you are chosen. And whatever God has put on your heart, make sure that He is getting the glory. Finally, share this B moment because others desire to be inspired.